This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning to you, and to you, and especially to you.
Oh, hey there.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Al?
I love that voice. It was so much fun.
Thanks. It's my Mickey Mouse voice.
Do it again.
Yeah. Oh, hello, folks. It's time for some vocabulary.
What did we learn today?
Yeah, I don't know why I have that voice. You know, you just need a voice.
Well, that's the one and only Nathan Rowe. What a great show we have lined up today. This is The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Good morning. I'm Alan Ford, and it's good to be with you. Can you feel Christmas?
Yes, and I also feel a little bit thinner.
I noticed.
I've been eating soup this whole week. It's just soup. It's amazing. I love soup. And apparently that is what's been missing. Solid foods I was just not created for, apparently.
So you're on a soup diet?
Yeah. Well, I just did it for a week, and I lost like 4 or 5 kgs. I was quite impressed. I was like,
I'm going to do it for that. I need, listen.
The cayenne pepper is key.
Is it?
So it's spicy. It makes your...
Yeah, it makes your stomach do things.
Yeah, it makes you look like the Japanese flag down there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're such a pig. That's Nathan Rowe. Of course, welcome to the show. A great entertainment lineup of note. Later on the show, we're going to have Toya DeLazy coming into studio. Her new album launches today.
Fantastic.
Worldwide, but in particular between here, South Africa and London. And we'll chat to her. It's Uncommodified. Uncommodified
or uncommodified?
I need to get the... Because we looked it up and the word, we can't... We'll get that.
So
that
she's either not a commodity or she's not funny. One of the two.
I know. Yeah. Yes. The new album launches today at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to her. She's coming into studio. And then, of course, I raved about this last week with you. You haven't seen it yet.
No. I'm going tonight or tomorrow.
Please go and see it. Rock of Ages is such a jewel. And also Gold Roof City is actually quite a jewel. You know, I love punting. We always, you know, give Monte Casino a big punt and other places. But Gold Roof's a nice space to be in. Andrew Webster joins us in studio. And Claire Taylor from Dirty Dancing fame and Cabaret and Sound of Music. And I love you. You're perfect. Now change.
Alan, I didn't know you felt that way.
Half the jokes right off of my head. Right. So they're going to be in studio. Josh Ainsley was supposed to be here, but he's not well. But we'll get him on perhaps a bit later. So if you saw that in the tweet, no, he's not here. So yeah, others we could pretend.
Yeah, and you can't untweet what has been tweeted.
I know, it's one of those things.
Yeah,
Donald Trump.
How come you can edit Facebook posts but you can't edit a tweet?
I think they made it for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
To prove what an idiot he is.
Yeah, apparently he's just been grabbing land from Indians again. Well, I say Indians, I mean...
African-American.
I mean...
American-Indian.
I just dug myself a hole.
I must tell you, I went off to the bush. I went to Shepherd's Tree Lodge in the Pilansburg.
Nice.
Huge rains. The northwest is getting great rains, unlike the Western Cape.
I was there, and it rained the whole time I was there.
Where?
I was in Stellenbosch for a
day.
Now,
was it raining?
Yeah, last weekend.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It was wonderful. It didn't make a dent. Although you drive through Stellenbosch.
No, it does make a dent.
Yeah, but you drive through Stellenbosch and you just see lakes that are full. You see beautiful green trees and you're like, where is this water shortage?
Do you know, because there are they're still boreholes. So they're pumping, but city centre does, you can't pump. Water.
Right, so it's more Cape Town city centre.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the surrounding areas.
Right.
But the farmlands, obviously they're battling, but these boreholes, you know, there's obviously the mountains that you can still get water off of. So there's lots of different ways to do it. But we went off to Shepherd's Tree Lodge. I love the bush. It's my favourite thing. Actually, I love bush just in general.
Sure.
Like, not that type of...
You love the wild. The wild bush.
The wild. And I've got to say that it's there's a great lesson in this for everybody, because... If you leave Cliff Central now and we drive off to the game reserve, all we have to do is, it's an hour and a half drive, you pay an entrance fee and you can take your kids for the whole day, have a picnic, and then basically leave. You don't have to. I mean, it just shows you, we say there's nothing to do in Johannesburg.
Mm.
There is a national park an hour and a half away. So,
and you don't have to pitch your tent unless you want to.
No, I don't think you can. There's lots of rules.
Because usually when you get to the bush, you pitch your tent and, you know, you have a bit of a trip.
Thanks for that one.
What, oh, you, no.
Are you, yeah, you're a dirty
No, man.
And then you had quite a hectic week.
Yes, I had quite a scary weekend. As I was leaving, I was at the airport to go to Cape Town. Mm-hmm. My brother phones me, says, look, mom's been in a really bad car accident on the highway. A drunk driver swerved across three lanes of traffic and hit her in the side, and she rolled her car multiple times and ended up on the side of her car. And she walked away with a few scratches on her arm. My aunt was with her. She also has a few scratches and bruises, but they walked away, which is amazing, because if you know, rolling a car at 120 k's an hour is hectic. None of the airbags deployed because it's an old car, so they only go off if you hit the front of the car, you know.
It's crazy.
She was very, very lucky. Yeah.
There is something I want to add to the mixture, is that in a very similar position, in a similar way, that's how Simba Mary from Toppling and his girlfriend were killed. It's the exact same story. And there's a lesson. And I said something about it, and I'm going to say it now and clear. I think institutions and people and friends and family, that it's my new thing. It's called name and shame. When somebody is a paedophile, there must be a list, and you must name and shame them. And I think the same for drinking and driving. Mm. Because I tell you now, if your son is going to be name and shamed, or your best friend, you're not going to allow them to get behind the wheel of a car. Your mother could be dead, and Simba did die, and people are dying all the time. And you hear the arrive alive. Give it to me. The arrive alive.
Think before you drink, before you drive.
And we've done it. Let's not be stupid. When I was younger, I did it, you know, those days, and we were stupid. But here's the rule, is that if my father caught us, the car would be taken away. We got the hiding of our lives, and I promise you, we wouldn't know if we're Arthur or Martha. Here's the thing's name and shame. So yeah. These people that are doing this, I think we should now start saying, by the way, this person was caught drinking and driving. Underline their name. Get a hold of their parents. So are you proud of what you taught your children? And I promise you, you're going to start to change and have an attitude change.
I think name and shame could work for so many things as well, not just drinking and driving. I think, you know, woman abuse things. If you know of a boyfriend that's hitting his girlfriend around, you could put a photo up and be like, I hit woman. You know, I think that's a great way to deal with it as
well. When people are embarrassed, you create a different situation. And I want to throw this into the mix, not to give a pun to Heineken, but I thought what their initiative was interesting. At all their parties, they have a booth where you can test for to see how your alcohol limits, number one. Number two is you can have water and stuff. And now if you've got your tickets, they've got a thing with Uber that you'll get your free trip home. Which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
So I just want to give them, that's a heads up to them. I get nothing, I don't care about, I don't even drink that beer. But I'm just saying, I don't drink any beer. But I drink the rest of other things, but not beer. But yeah, guys, drive safely, please. This is the silly season, but let's not be silly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the festive season. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, let's keep it on. Let's not be sad and yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is good to be with you. This is the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Andrew Webster, welcome to the show.
Hello, great to be here.
I love having Andrew around. Andrew's fun. This is why. Andrew, pick up the guitar.
You know, I thought you liked me for me.
I do, yeah. I do. We're going to talk about the... You see, that's exactly why.
Didn't even have to ask.
And then in studio, from Rock of Ages, we've got the wonderful Claire Taylor. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I love it, Claire.
Yes, you Claire. Have to. I actually Claire. Wanted to ask you about that, because that would be the only reason I wouldn't name my daughter Claire, is because I'd be too afraid people would call her Claire.
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 I get Claire.
Yeah.
I get Clear.
Clear.
I get Claire. Mm. And sometimes.
But Claire. Yeah.
So how do you say your name?
Claire.
Claire.
See,
Claire.
I tend to overcompensate. Claire. I'm Claire.
I'm going to be honest.
Hello, Claire.
Good day. I am Claire Taylor.
Claire Taylor.
I'm guilty of Claire.
Claire. Claire. Are you Claire?
Yeah. I'm from Durban, man.
Yeah, it's and you've been eating chocolate eclairs your whole life.
Chocolate eclairs and pies. Okay.
I did very well in my English matric final speech. And the lady, the English teacher, said to me, Mr. Ford, where are you from? I said, I'm from Johannesburg. She said, tell me something. What is on your head? I said, my brain. She said, no. What is this thing? I said, it's my hair.
Hair. Your hair.
Well, I'm Lebanese. It happened. And then she said, yeah. Then she said, oh, okay. And what do you breathe? I said, well, I breathe oxygen. I mean, no, what do you breathe, man? I breathe the air. She said, you have lost 5% because it's not hair or air. It's hair. And air.
Wow.
And to this day, I will not say it is hair, Claire, and air.
Because nobody talks like that.
But we're going
well,
to.
Sometimes we do.
When you lose 5% in your exams, I promise you, you say Claire. Hair.
Yeah. And
air.
Claire, your hair looks lovely today.
We're now live on air.
Fantastic.
So guys, Rock of Ages is rocking away on the stages of Johannesburg. Are you having fun?
Oh, a joy. This show, I can't believe this is work. I can't believe I get to go to work and do what we do. It's unbelievable.
Claire's only saying that because she beats me up every night.
I do, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, she does beat you up, actually.
Yeah, she does.
A little bit of stage combat there.
Yeah.
Wink. Nice.
But I've got to just tell you, firstly, I loved all the roles. I mean, it was very interesting to see the different, because I'd never seen the movie.
Mm.
So all of a sudden,
Seen the movie yet.
I came with very fresh eyes. I've got to do this. Andrew, shit your hot. How hot?
Right.
How hot when he walks, listen to me. Andrew, I was like, sweet mother of our Lord, Jesus, have mercy on us all and on our souls. You walk on there, it is Axl Rose. You play Stacey? Nick?
Stacey Jacks.
Stacey Jacks, yeah. Okay. Sure. What a role and what a... She was.
They had to give him a girl's name just to like pull back some of that manliness.
Because you're not young. I mean, you're in your 40s, and you've got kids. And I mean, but what a role to have that body. To have that. I mean, I love the fur. I mean, I love the.
Oh, no, I love the fur as well. And there's feathers in that fur too. I've got to tell you,
it's so rock star.
Yeah. It's such a rock star.
No, I hope you guys are talking about a coat.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, there's fur around it. Yeah. A lot. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
It's fake.
It's just fake, yes, it is fake. No, listen, it's super fun. It really is. It's weird. I was having a look online before, you know, having a look at some character references and the Broadway production of Stacey Jacks. And obviously I had a look at the movie in terms of what Tom Cruise was wearing, or not wearing, actually.
Yeah.
And I know Stacey Jacks' character was loosely based on Bret Michaels from Poison. And, you know, you look at the 1980s and you look at these glam hair, big hair, these glam rock bands of the 1980s, and essentially they were girls, really, you know. They painted their nails, makeup. They wore blush, there's so much makeup going on. So thank you very much for saying I'm hot, but really, underneath all of that, there is...
You're just a man.
I'm just a man.
Tattoos.
But I mean, it's really, really cool to get into that kind of a character. It is just submerse yourself into something that's so unreal, you know.
I mean, you play a bit of a sex...
Well, there's it's sort of not subtly presented to the audience, is it?
You know? No. So it's not subtle at all. Yeah. But the show has got that. It's got Craig O'Barney and Zuck having they have a homo relationship, a gay relationship.
It's hysterical.
Which is, again, I mean, they make it funny at one point, but then you see it actually following through and you're getting confused. It represents so many different aspects of life, young love, the life of not so much prostitution, it's or selling your body in some sense, but more about when we're on stage or we're in the public eye, sometimes we are selling our body as well.
Yeah.
So there's so many different dynamics to it.
Yeah.
What do you think, what has been the greatest takeout for you, Claire?
I think, well... There are so many...
It's always going to be like that.
Well, I'm having such a joy, and it's such a party, and it's debauchery, and it's rock and roll. But there's also, like, messages. As you say, my character, Sherry, is so naive and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the beginning. And it is. It's young love and hopeful love. And as you say, it turns into this sort of seedy underworld of this strippers and whatever.
Which is a part of the whole thing.
Yeah, and
real life.
It talks about like sort of selling out and selling your dreams. Yeah. And there's a line that Zuck's character Lonnie says in the end, where sometimes the dreams that you come in with are not always the dreams that you leave with. And it's like there's so many things going on. Yes, rock and roll, debauchery. There's funny stuff going on, but it's a love story as well.
Yes, there is.
There's a
you and Josh have a whole love.
Yeah.
And they always get a huge round of applause and an ah when the kiss happens, which means yes. that, you know, the story's been told.
The other night we had some guy shout, pull in.
Nice.
We're like, yeah, yes, they're in it.
Just, ladies and gentlemen, Gold Reef City is the south of Johannesburg.
But it's always nice when Boksburg visits. Eh?
No, Boksburg's nothing to do with the south, don't worry. There's a whole nother. I was born in Mayfair, honey. I can tell you. There wasn't the one in London. that is the south. So, listen, guys, it's 17 minutes past 9 in the morning.
Oh, we're a minute late.
We're a minute late.
What?
We got to sing.
Oh, my word.
Get it going. What do you want to What are we going to sing? What should we sing?
I want to hear something from the
from
show.
From the show. Something all from the show.
It's all the same. Only the names have changed. Every day it seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I drove all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. And I want it, dead or alive. I want it, dead or alive.
Wow.
That's fresh for
that
the
was
morning.
Magic, hey? Because Amanda, who's one of the production staff that work here, she was singing along, and she tells me she tells me everything is average. I'm like, oh, what do you think of this song? It's average. So that she, look at it,
Disney. It's
I'm getting thumbs
giving,
up.
She's
I'm
giving two thumbs up from Amanda, which is amazing.
Hey.
Amanda's going to be doing a new feature on the show. And it's like, Amanda,
Isn't it called Amanda Tells Us Every Show is Average?
No. We have to come up with a nick for it, because it's got to be like, seriously, Amanda's thing. Because
or a maverick.
This weekend, she's going to see Bryan Adams. Let me just describe Amanda for you. Amanda is this beautiful, young, South African, black girl that's, I think, in her early 20s.
Who's getting up and walking away.
Really early 20s. Okay, but going to Texas this week, okay, the band Texas.
Oh, not the
state. I said, I'm going to Bryan Adams, and then Sunday I'm going to Texas. I said, oh, where are you going to? Houston? You're going to Dallas? She said, no, Texas, the band. I said, oh, I forgot they're coming to South Africa because Texas is coming.
Yeah.
And she's going to see Bryan Adams in Texas. So I think she's so cool. So I wanted to do these features now where she goes and finds this that great, great stuff that's happening. by the way, those two great shows, if you can get to see, is Bryan Adams is fantastic, and I believe
we'd be here.
And I've got and
I'd love to see Texas.
I actually always had a bit of a crush on the singer.
I don't think you should have a crush anymore.
No, she looked a bit old.
Yeah, she's like 20 years later. You know.
Okay. Well, it was just. Do you remember that video?
You're 20 years later, boy.
Yeah, and you still got it going on.
He's still rocking a cowboy hat and a fur.
All it takes is a huge wig, a cap.
Do you remember that song, Here Comes the Summer Sun?
Yeah.
The video for that, she was just.
No, she was super hot. About her. Mm. Okay, no, sorry. Let's say she is super hot.
She is super hot. She's super hot. Women get better with age.
Josh Ansley is a part of the show. He's from The Voice. Let's just play a bit of. This is Josh in The Voice when he was.
His blind audition. Very cool.
He's also part of the show.
Does he also wear makeup?
Wow.
Bobby Funyard's belt turns around.
Con Morby talks but doesn't do anything.
That's his blind audition. Incredible, eh?
Wow.
Claire, that's your counterpart in the show, eh?
This man is incredibly talented.
How incredible?
It is ridiculous.
That is incredible stuff.
So it's nice to kiss him.
He is super. He's insane. Singing opposite him is so incredibly talented, and so often it's like effortless. I don't know where those vocals come from, but it's amazing.
And it should be. But at 21 minutes past 9 here on cliffcentral.com on the Unview, the Thin, the Rich and the Fabulous with Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe, Madam Claire Taylor. Oh. Let's get that guitar going. What is Claire going to sing for us? Are you going to sing something together?
You know
more than words? What are we doing?
More than words.
Well, You've got more than words, and I'll help you.
Okay.
I'm going to point this down so there's nothing.
So, Claire, get ready, baby.
Saying I love you, it's not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want to, not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already know.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, that is so good. That is so good.
Oh, I love that.
Guitar playing by Andrew Webster.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen. In studio, Andrew Webster, Claire Taylor from Rock of Ages. What a beautiful song. That's a beauty.
Classic.
You know, I have to say something quickly about Rock of Ages. When Claire was saying how absolutely talented Josh is, and he is an amazing talent. It's been so wonderful working with him, but the entire cast. You know, this, I was thinking about it last night when I was driving home. Working with the guys in this show, we had Stefan go on stage for Schumann last night as France, and Stefan might have to go on for Josh, perhaps, if Josh gets sick, and he would nail it, and he nailed France last night so brilliantly. And then you've got Craig, and then you've got Zuck, and then you've got Claire, and you've got Tash, and you know, you always...
And Mama is...
Pumi sings the daylights out of the show.
Crazy.
You know, you go out there and you think, wow, I nailed that. And then someone tops you. Someone tops them, and then someone tops them. And that's the fantastic thing about the show. I think people are absolutely blown away by not only the vocal ability on stage, but just in terms of the dynamics that people bring, and it just keeps coming at you.
And you guys are actually benefiting hugely from that, because by being one-upped all the time, you have to keep top of your game.
Oh, yeah.
That's why America is where it is with music, is because there's always someone to better you.
It's exactly
and
that.
You grow like that.
You know, I think it was Dave Hammond was at the show last night, and he said, it's the fourth time I've seen it, and if I can say it, you were better than ever. How is it possible? Because I thought you couldn't get any better, and it's purely because of that. It's because when Mpumi sings like she does, Claire has to, you know, not only compete,
it's
but
like
she's got to
be. Yeah. Don't exist. This, she steps foot on that stage, and oh, but pipes of steel. Yeah.
So there's
beautiful.
No hiding.
She's beautiful.
You know, there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide in Rock of Ages. You've got to be great.
And what I do, you see, it's an, because somebody said something very interesting to me. You know, it's original songs are great. I mean, you judge shows and that. It's always good to have an original song, but it's. For the layman, you need the comparison. It gives you such a perspective. That's why they don't like it on Idols and The Voice and these, for someone to sing original songs.
Absolutely.
The audience doesn't have a comparative point. So this is what makes the show so great, is because you can compare. It's similar to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. You know all the songs.
Yeah,
it's not sung exactly like that, like you originally knew.
Yeah,
but it gives you that comparison. You can sing along to it, and it makes it a very it makes the show very interesting.
It does. It puts, you know, obviously puts you under pressure. You as the performer. Yes. You know, when you go out there and you're singing Foreigner, and
you got an expectations to meet there.
You got
to
sing it.
You can't feel like a small town girl.
In a lonely journey, world. Absolutely. You can't go out there and sing "I'm just a small town."
I love it. You, Claire, come.
What?
That's Claire's song.
Woo!
Claire opens the show coming from like some little town in there.
Journey. Oh, this is, we end the show with this.
Sing a verse. Come on, you got to do this.
Here we go.
9:26
in the morning. Too early. Hold on. Let's get on the same page with Andrew here. Here we go.
You sing.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy
Well done, Claire. Yeah.
Oh, I was
well sure. done, Claire.
Wow.
Give me five.
Yeah.
I just get me like help.
You're gonna get an extra beating in the show tonight.
Yeah.
For that. We make everybody sing on the show. We do. It's what the thing that we do here on the Unview.
It's peer pressure.
But I will tell you that that what people don't understand is there's no rehearsing before people. There's no warming up. People just come in and we make them sing on the spot, which is good.
What I always find so interesting about it is how. You know, artists that come in here, they're just so easy to bend to your will. You're like, go sing, and they just do it. But whereas if you actually said no, then there's no way we could make you. But Alan has this way. He just makes you feel really bad.
Just say that.
I think it's the microphone and the viewers that sort of come. And Alan, mind you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Engelbert Humperdinck can sing.
I think Alan...
Seriously, if he can sing on a line from America, I think that most people can.
Okay.
Although it was probably later in the afternoon in the States.
He did sing it with Elvis Presley. So I think when you perform with Frank Sinatra and has sung and does it live, I kind of think,
you know, most Frank, people should. Elvis, those guys.
Yeah, I just think
Engelbert.
Just to throw that, that you know when you have PJ Powers and Steve Kekane, two of the best legends.
Again, it's
of
that
South Africa,
one upmanship that you're talking
about.
And
one isn't singing in the studio, and PJ is on the line in Zimbabwe, and you make them sing. Okay, across on a cell phone, which is, I think you kind of can do it.
And also in Joburg, you know, the singers often complain, they're like, guys, it's early, it's 9:30 in the morning. No. But let's face it, you've all been screaming at cars on the way here in traffic. So you're warm.
I was doing my makeup in the back of an Uber, quite peaceful.
Oh, wow.
Good job, yeah.
I had to drop my car for a service, so I had a nice peaceful journey over here in Joburg traffic.
Mm-hmm. Well, good news to Durban, because often we just, I mean, Cape Town, wonderful things are happening at the moment, because at the moment in Cape Town, we've got Evita, and then we've got the wonderful and insane Mark Lottering. He's got his new production that's just started with Auntie Myrtle. Auntie Myrtle's musical. Guys, I believe it's incredible. I believe it's hysterical.
Oh, I can't see that.
And of course, there are lots of great productions happening all over the Western Cape. But it is so good to see that the Rockwood Theatre has opened in Durban. And that is awesome. Tell us about the Rockwood Theatre in Durban.
Well, I'm super excited about it. I really, really am. We open up Rockwood on the 17th of November, which was the same night that we opened Rock of Ages, funnily enough, so I couldn't be in Durban, at the Sabaya Casino, and it is a magnificent space, awesome lighting, a couple of bar has been dropped on getting that place up and running, and it is certainly the place to go to for supper theatre in Durban. It's the only venue now, and it
I'm
is
so happy.
Pumping.
Just add a bar, and then you can make your bars back.
Yeah.
Well, I say bar like it's my own bar. Hey? Yeah. You know what I mean? But like,
but you got one here and one in Pretoria.
Yes, yeah. Pretoria is doing very, very well.
So these are the two that we've started with, Andrew.
Absolutely, and there's a possibility of a third happening.
And we're going to offend the earth by saying the following, that it's like a 10-time upgrade from the Barnyard. It really is. No, guys, I've seen it really is. I'm sorry, no offense to people that do Barnyard vibe. But, I mean, that's what I thought. I want to tell people, please don't think Rock of Ages is Barnyard. It's
not.
It's a first-class Broadway production. It's 9:30 here on cliffcentral.com. And you know, I want to introduce, just prepare... Because when this phenomenal artist came to South, well, not opened up in South Africa, I'll never forget. I was the judge of the South African Style Awards, in that particular year, and she went on and she won the SA Style Award for best musician, actually, best artist, and this was a part of that magic. Daily hear them going around saying love was burnt down, scattered ashes on the ground. If that's true. A mash is too low. Ashes rising up like dust. Hearts from the ground, broken down, lost and lost. In search of true love. I'm looking for love. All right, listen here. I will hold you like a chopstick. Save you from you better do some of it right now. Go to it.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love is my language. Magic is my standard. Wear me like a bandit. Sing my song or talk it. Dance it in robotic. Play it like a chess piece. Hit
me like a necklace. Download with no flash this. Chuck Norris can't touch this. Top on my pants.
Okay. You get the gist.
Love
of
is
it.
In the air. And with love in the air, we got the one and only Toya DeLazy. Thank you for coming into studio.
Oh, Alan, thanks for having me.
What a great day.
Yeah, oh, great day, yeah.
Because the embargo press release came through last night.
Yeah.
Okay, after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we can't play any of the music from the album because it hasn't been released. It happens at 3 o'clock today.
Well, okay. for you.
For me.
Yeah, yeah.
But for radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're actually not allowed to play. So yeah. Okay.
But there is one song called Greatest, which is out. And that one you can play.
Okay, so we can do that.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So Toya DeLazy, you launch your album across the world today at 3 o'clock.
It's actually a listening session, okay. Which is like for all the...
The hubs.
But tomorrow it's going live, yeah, 8th of December.
So please, it's uncommodified.
Yeah,
is that how you said?
Yeah, uncommodified.
Uncommodified. Yeah. What is the meaning of the word? We're trying
so
to look
it. Basically,
it doesn't exist.
It doesn't, and that's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So how I see it is, I find that so many people buy into a certain way of being, mm-hmm. whether you buy into what success needs to be or what happiness needs to be or what beauty needs to be. And basically, you kind of commodify your truth so that you kind of fit into everyone, basically. And I feel I've been taking this journey within, which feels like it's not like I'm trying to fit in or trying to buy into anyone else's like idea of happiness, of beauty, of success. I'm just doing my own thing, and I'm trying to share this experience through this album, which I've been writing by traveling across the world. I've been working with a whole lot of different producers from all over, and the sounds are so different. And that's why I've called it uncommodified, because it's just, yeah, it is what it is. It's freedom. It's not boxed up. It's just sound.
So are we going to submit? Can we submit this at the end of the year as a new word? English? Seriously, you can.
Oh, yeah?
There are lots of words you can submit to the English Oxford
Dictionary.
This
I didn't
know. I think this is a cool
world, yeah.
Uncommodified.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's good. Uncommodified.
Yeah. Toya, you've been in London of late, doing a hell of a lot of work there.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Obviously recording and some of that.
Yeah, I also came back as a pop-up girl, which was pretty exciting.
I was meant to try to get you onto the show when you came back as a Powerpuff Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Cartoon Network.
That is so cool.
Sister Bliss.
Okay.
So first African Powerpuff Girl.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been crazy. I mean, last time I think I spoke to Gareth and I told you guys, I said, okay, I'm leaving, I'm going on this journey, I want to recalibrate and, you know, find Toya again. And that's what I've done. Everything that I've done has led me to this point right now.
I love you. I should found Toya again. Toya is now a Powerpuff Girl. I so want to go as I want to go back as the genie in the lamp from Aladdin. That's I want to do. So if I could just be something like
you want to speak that of your life.
Like the gay one, that's me.
Go on.
So going to do that.
Grants us all the
wishes.
Wishes. The
absolutely.
All of them, darling.
So, I mean, if you look at, you were born in the early 90s,
yeah.
Very early, in 1990,
yeah.
And you look at your career and your life that you've done, what are you most proud of?
I think I'm proud of the fact that I made it out, you know, like I could have been restricted by so many things that were already around my life, like being born to the royal family. I could have just like chosen that path, or being in KwaZulu-Natal, and you know, like I'm very uncommodified, if I could put it that way. I just decided to, you know, go to Durban and try this thing out and follow my path, and you know, I wanted to do music, so I'm glad I did that, you know. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I've completed the trilogy of all the albums I've been writing. It was Dewdrop, Ascension, and now it's Uncommodified. And with Dewdrop, I got to know myself as a person. Ascension, I got to talk more about this person I'm knowing, you know, experience myself. And now it is what it is. It's Uncommodified. It's Toya. It's me. It's the sound and everything. So I'm glad I've written all this. And I'm just glad I did it, because I feel many people go through life and they just forget about the most important journey, which is knowing yourself. Experiencing yourself and being yourself.
Did Gareth ever tell you a story? And I want to share it with you.
I think you had to tell me this one.
So we were at the IEC, and
At least not ICU. I was like,
no,
oh my
no,
God.
No, we weren't in ICU. We were at the ICU, and we, at that stage, the way it worked is the ANC was one side, the IFP, the Democratic Party, it was the DA, it was the second, oh, sorry, the third Democratic elections. And we used to hang out with your grandfather. He was the coolest oak ever.
Yeah.
Mangosuthu Buthelezi. And he was, and he's still one of the, you see him in Parliament, and he's like,
he's still lit.
The EFF is still jumping over him, and they're like, please have respect for the honorable member. But
yeah,
incredible
funny.
To come from that political family.
Yeah.
But very interesting to, and I'd like to do this with you for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah, come on.
Is that we wouldn't have had, we look at, and we're so proud to say F.W. de Klerk, former president or late president Nelson Mandela, but we wouldn't have had the 94 elections unless that man, Mangosuthu Buthelezi, decided to say, we better put that IFP sticker on there, otherwise we're going to go to war.
Yeah.
No one knows that.
Yeah.
How incredible is to have him as a grandfather? I mean, he's a cool guy.
Hey, you know,
he is a cool man.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's getting cooler as he grows older. It's the craziest thing. How's it? It's a grandfather. What can I say? I mean, I don't think he sees me as Toya DeLazy either. You know, so for me, it's just a grandfather. And I think now, you know, you heard he's going into retirement as well.
Yes.
So
what's he gonna do?
I feel like he's just getting to bond with his family a bit more. Mm. You know, it's been lots of years of dedication and stuff into the whole politics realm. So I've seen, that's what I've experienced so far. I don't know if I could share this. Probably I just should. It's not funny, but like, yeah, no, I just set it up so wrongly. But I lost my dad when I came back here. And then we had the whole like, I was so bummed and stuff. And my grandparents broke the news to me. And they were doing anything to try and make me happy. And like, I come back into the kitchen and there's like a bottle of Moe. I'm like, okay, this is different. What is going on? And it was from my granddad. He's like, yo, this is for the after tears. And like, this is something you would have never done like a few years back. Like, he's anti-alcohol.
Yes.
And all that. So like, I'm just seeing these things in him where it's like, okay, he's growing, he's bonding. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that was not meant to be too much of a sad story.
It's
cute. It's
but
been
it's
heavy.
A beautiful story. And it's, and it's incredible because what you're doing is you're taking something that is not necessarily expected in Zulu culture.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing traditional, because you're not doing traditional music. Okay.
No.
You're not doing Ladysmith, you know, you're not.
No.
But what I'm saying is that, and all of a sudden you have this, your family and your community and South Africa embracing this
sound.
The sound.
Yeah.
And this talent and this person.
Yeah.
That you have become as an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're not the same person that goes home and will sit and eat or in the kitchen with the family. I'm just saying, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's incredible.
Yeah. I'm very grateful. You know, I didn't know it would get to this point. I didn't know how people would accept it. And even now, it's gone even further because I've been in the melting pot in London. Like,
yes.
I've got friends, like my neighbors are Chinese, for example, or from Poland, or from, I got friends from all over the world at this point, and we're all in this space, and everything I've learned there, I've put it in this package, a golden commodity.
You've won the Psalms, you've done lots of stuff. What do you love about being in this business, the music business, and commercial music?
Commercial music, I think my favorite part is when you get the music to the fans. And you have those moments and you all sing together and because the rest of it is just labor, it's just
and
a
waiting
whole
around
lot
airports.
Of, yeah, waiting around the airports and stuff like that.
I'm so happy to, because I tell you, I'm in the art of making television and doing radio. That's what I do. But all of a sudden you've got Nathan Rowe from Swing City and all the magic that you've done. Andrew, you've been on stage for 25 years doing the most insane music and songwriting and singing and shows and live stage. Claire, all of a sudden, from Dirty Dancing to Cabaret to Sound of Music.
Oh, wow.
And then here's Toya. All of you.
Humbled, guys.
But how cool is music and how different your work is? But that you end up making people happy, or you make them think, or you make them cry.
There was our guitarist in the band said something incredible the other night. He sort of reminded everybody that as many shows as we do with the same material, some people may be seeing this for the first time. And he said, some people may be seeing this for the last time. Mm. And we were like,
heavy days.
Yeah.
What we do as artists, as musicians, as singers, it's crazy. It's special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Toya Greatest.
Yeah, okay. This is called Greatest.
Tell me about it. We're going to play a piece of it.
Okay.
It's on the new album.
On the new album. And the way I've shot it, I didn't shoot it in a way where it was like super privileged.
Mm.
Once again, going into what is the greatest, it's when you are happy inside. It's all within. So these are the greatest moments, more than anything else.
We're gonna
if you got these, you're good.
By the way, everybody sings in studio, so get ready. Go, we'll go hum.
Okay, so get in
gonna,
there.
So we're not going to sing Greatest now because we're going to listen to Greatest. We're going to get that guitar out and we're going to play something, one of your favorite songs of all time.
Oh, cool.
That you didn't sing right.
Okay.
So we're going to get ready
and
for
then
that
someone,
one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to play. We'll find out what it is.
We'll find something.
Can't wait for the weekend to feel low. It's not about drinks, just you, my love. Took a temp job just to make ends meet. Now you always so proud for me. Remember how it used to be. The coming of the moment and the kisses by the tree. Can't let this world take that from me. Make me happy like a bumblebee. This is the
You are the greatest, huh? I love this. It's a great song. Magical stuff. I love it. She was Toy DeLazy, our very special guest in studio along with Claire Taylor. Claire Taylor. Hello, Claire Taylor. And Andrew Webster from the Rock of Ages. And so... so.
This might just close me off.
And that...
You can have it.
That funny, that song had Fast Car in it there.
You reckon?
Yeah, it had a bit of a...
Because
you're the greatest.
Yeah.
So we get, everybody gets to sing and do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
And funny, Tracy Chapman is one of the first people that came to my...
To what? I was going to be like, to Cliff.
She's here. We've been keeping her under the couch.
It is one of the stars of my life that I would love to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Live.
Oh.
It's Barbara and Tracy. Actually, Barbara's I've got to check. And Tracy Chapman. And then obviously I'd love to see Elvis, but he's no longer with us. But one day I'll see him in heaven. Not too soon, but one day.
Can I just say that I was watching that music video while it was playing, and that shot with the flamingos, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a cool shot. Go check out the video on YouTube.
Yeah, it's greatest.
It's shot in Mozambique and with the community there. And just the happiness. Like, you know, Africa's just got this thing. Sometimes we don't have it all, but just that, that's what I call the greatest. Just that energy, that spirit.
And it's
I think that's often why people are happier, is because they have less, you know what I mean? Like, you often find people with all the stuff in the world are miserable, you know? So it's actually like, I think that's because where Africa's got it going on.
You're not wrong, because there is a psychological study that's been done on it that says, you must understand, the more stuff you have, the more complicated it is, and the more you have to think about it, the more you've got to do, and so therefore it adds to more stress in your life.
Yeah,
so the more simple and minimalism, and that's exactly where the point of minimalism is.
Minimalism.
Yeah, that's
what I've been doing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because like my rent is in London, so since I've been here, I've just been like Airbnb-ing and like living in my friends' places, and like it's been such a crazy journey. And everyone expects, like, I don't know, like, why do people expect you to act a certain way when you have a certain title?
It's true.
It's so much pressure on you, actually, more than anyone else.
And that's exactly where that concept of minimalism comes. Just keep it.
But don't you find this generation is simplifying? Yeah. I mean, we all look at our parents and they were flipping hoarders. I mean, everyone's got like a house full of junk that you're like, what is this? Yeah. I hope I don't inherit this.
The garage, bro.
Yeah. Well, hoarders.
You don't want to walk in.
But, okay, let's get those headphones on. This is Tracy Chapman for you.
You guys are going to help me with this. Okay.
Okay, you got it there. Okay,
do you want to play with?
No. I prefer live. Live instrumental.
You want live, yes.
Okay, Andrew Webb says it on the other top. Do you need headphones?
No, I think I prefer listening
great,
to
great, beautiful.
Okay, all right, I'm going to wing it, eh?
So am I.
Here's Toy the Lazy.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal.
It's low.
Yeah, it's very low. I think I'm supposed to have a capo on you.
Yeah.
You don't happen to have a capo in your pocket, do you?
Let me see if I can find a capo.
Unless it sounds husky.
Play the
track. I'll play it on my guitar.
It's a nice early morning.
Yeah, you see.
Oh, hectic now. You're going to make me compete with Katie.
There you go.
Got a fast car. I got a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we can make something.
Come on, yo!
I'll sing with you, girl.
Hey, all up.
Got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here.
You got a fast car.
Oh, jeez.
I got a plan to get us out of here. Convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Don't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. You and I will both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living.
I would prefer this on guitar.
Yeah. When does the chorus come?
It's coming.
Come on, chorus.
The old man's got a problem.
Let's go straight to the chorus.
We should have done some Slim Shady or something.
Yeah.
So remember
when we were driving. You know what? The internet is useless when it comes to.
Okay, come.
Get it there?
So remember when we're driving in your car.
Yeah, do it lower then.
Okay, I'll do it lower. Come on.
So remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights laid out before us, and your arms wrapped nicely around my shoulders, and
I
had a feeling that I belong.
I
had a feeling that I'll be someone.
These are the ones. Andrew Webster, Toya DeLazy, Claire Taylor, Nathan Rowe, and Ellen Ford. This is the
unreal ones.
This is what we do in the morning. We get people happy and singing. And
exactly.
And you guys basically just learned that song while playing it and performing it. So well done.
Sometimes do that in front of audiences that pay. It's amazing.
I wanted to tell you, there's, and I haven't shared this with anyone, but people ask me, why do you make people do this in the morning? It's a bit kind of rude, number one. Number two is because, you know, with metaphysical healers, I went on a healing course once with one of the top people from around the world, and they said something interesting. The closest way to get to God, and everybody can do it, is to sing and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because you think about it. You're holding a different space. When you're singing on stage, thinking when you're hitting those notes, there's no one in front of you. Mm-mm. When you're in the shower, you're not even singing. You're going and you're trying to sing. So, you know, you see people walking down the street and they're singing something that they heard in church on Sunday, and it's a Wednesday, and they're walking, and their spirit is not in line with anything that is something that's from above. Mm-hmm. And it's similar to dancing. People that can, and it's a part of freedom.
Absolutely.
And it was very interesting. They said there's a third thing that you can do, because there's only one thing that time you can let your spirit go, and that's an orgasm as well. So those are the three things.
Nice from church to an orgasm.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, they say those are the three closest ways for your spirit.
Is that what the organist does at the church?
I didn't mean it like that, guys. It's seriously what the metaphysical healing.
Yeah.
But actually, it was Deepak Chopra, if you want to know who it was who said it.
Interesting
while
enough.
While they're playing the trombone.
Banging the whole thing up.
Teabag Chopra.
I was going to go there, and I went there, and I...
Swear. I think we need to be purified from Rock of Ages, Claire.
No, yeah.
On that L, I think that's also why a lot of musicians actually battle.
Yeah.
Because you're basically connecting to something divine, right?
Mm.
Constantly. And then when you disconnect and have to kind of fit back in with the world, and it's your soul is kind of out of sync.
It's
and
jarring.
I think that's why a lot of guys turn to drugs. They turn to, you know, they get depressed, things like that. And I think that's a big part
true.
Of it.
But it is true. I mean, there's tragic tales of musicians, you know, of suicides. And let's not get really down on the whole thing, but it's true. Because that reality, or that becomes, that is their norm.
Yeah.
So to step away from that and go to a normal person's norm is abnormal for someone who's, you know.
Well, because if you think about it, it's something that you're born with.
Mm.
And it's something that you obviously can develop, but it's such a such a special gift. I mean, and it's really is a gift.
Yeah. Don't you find though what really frustrates people is them not being true to themselves? Like, don't you think that would be what would cause depression more than not being able to sing as an artist? Because I found that, like, if you limit someone from living however they feel, or I'm not saying go kill people, but, like, you know, being true to their soul, if you limit that, whether it's with rules or with whatever, I don't feel like those people really are
so
living.
So perhaps as an artist, they have been forced into a situation which they are not allowed to be themselves.
Quite.
You know, and certainly in terms of the original music scene and that, you know. No, absolutely.
It goes like that. And that's why, like, I left, for example. I don't mean to plunk myself in there, but I left for a bit and I went somewhere where nobody knew me, the UK, and I was just doing regular things with regular people.
Catching the tube, yeah.
Catching the tube.
Yeah, minding the gap, yeah.
Mind the gap.
Yeah, minding that gap, yeah.
Yeah, and that was good for me because, like, it does get to a point
it
where...
It is an amazing place to go and see.
Because Andrew also went, you did a similar thing.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal place to be completely anonymous there is no pressure on you whatsoever. And it's a strange thing to say, and I don't know where the pressure comes from as South Africans, but... For some reason, you are quite pressured as a South African.
We pressure ourselves.
Yeah, we do. You know, pressure to succeed, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and nowadays a lot
from
more.
Your peers and from people that might know you or your schoolmates or anything like that. When you go overseas and you go somewhere where you're completely
you're
anonymous
slate.
And you are nobody. You're just this face
feeling.
Of 5 million people in London or wherever it might be. And it is a fantastic place to find yourself.
Yeah.
Or if you're craving attention, it's a terrible place to go because then you become a nobody and you get even more ignored.
Or if you're chasing the wrong thing.
Quite.
So, and that's sometimes chasing because chasing.
But, you know, really, there's no label on you. There's no financial expectation. There is nothing on you there. And and what's even more liberating is that you are just you. You know, you're not a culture. You're not a demographic. You are all.
Yeah.
You know, like Toya was saying, she's got Polish friends, Chinese friends, probably Guamanian friends.
Yeah, and, I mean, even in Africa, like,
you know,
further Uganda, like, it's just like something I wish I will see here one day in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Because then you come back home and it's like, bam!
All of a sudden you're putting these boxes
there's
again.
All these
you know?
Things.
Yeah.
Travel
where,
does amazing things.
Yeah,
travel just opens up the mind.
And
I mean, Claire, you did The Sound of Music and you did a whole world tour with it.
That was crazy.
It's a
couple of months in China. That was crazy.
Yo, but how's China though?
Have you been?
Ups and downs.
How is it, my China?
No, I
sorry. Not the China's in the south.
Sorry.
Yeah, I heard a Japanese restaurant is now selling human meat.
Yes, that was in the news.
I know, right?
Guys,
I'm not going.
Whoa.
It's Japan, not China.
Do they know that they're buying human meat or are they just doing it? You know, like,
they're open meat.
Oh, they're open
meat. Yeah, if you die with no disease, it's like 30,000 quid.
Who
is
it? Expensive.
Why is it so pricey?
For 30,000 quid, I can cut my tit off. You can eat it tomorrow.
Sure.
Guys, I want to say
Alan Breast.
It's the Alan Breast, the best of Alan, the best of Alan. Guys, it's been really wonderful having you all in the studio. We're almost at the end.
Oh, my word, okay.
We went there.
Toya DeLazy, 3 o'clock, you're going to have the session. I can't wait to... The album fully releases tomorrow. It's Uncommodified.
Uncommodified, yes.
On the Unview.
Yeah.
It's what's great about it is that people can also download... You don't have to go and buy the album or the CD.
Yeah.
You can just download it and pick the songs that you want, which is great.
Stream it and also... I mean, physical, we'll go into it probably next week. But digitally, worldwide, it's going to be available.
Cool.
And before cutting you off, also working with UNICEF on Generation 2030.
I was going to ask you about that. Tell me about it.
Wait.
Yes, yes, mother.
Oh, my bad.
Tell me about working with them. And what
That's been crazy and exciting, you know, for an artist to finally find a way to push my social message and music through my through the music.
Mm-hmm.
Working with them, they're doing a campaign called Generation 2030, which is based on the fact that by the year 2030, Africa will be responsible for half the population in the world. So basically, we need to find a way for kids to be well educated, you know, all these things that a child needs so that they're not, you know, a burden to the nation as it stands, rather a pillar to the nation.
And I'm sure they can just go to UNICEF, the website, and get more information on it.
For sure, for sure.
I know my chaka's running around the world, Yvonne, is doing so much stuff with UNICEF as well at the moment, which is also
it's really exciting. It's really exciting. And we're releasing a song with them today as well, which you guys can check on the web. Go check it out. It's called Kula Kula. And since it's also 16 days of activism against violence on women, trying to, you know, raise awareness. It's been heavy.
Toyota Lazy, you're an inspiration.
Wow.
Genius and a multifaceted artist and human being.
Humbled, man.
Uncommodified.
Uncommodified. That's our new. That's our new.
Just rolling off the tongue.
Just,
thank
it's
you.
So cool. And of course, don't forget Rock of Ages. It's at Goldreef City. Andrew Webster, Claire Taylor, thank you for joining us. The show is great. It ends on
Sunday
the 10th. Yeah.
Please don't miss it. I'm telling you, it's really, really, really fun and brilliant. Nathan, we're going to see you next week. It's our last show of the year.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun stuff. But before we go, you know what? I want something from Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
Because we've had such a good time together.
Yeah.
That we've had the time of our lives. No, we're done in about, seriously, 30 seconds. So.
Now I've had the time of my life.
Have you, Troy?
And I've never felt this way before. Because I swear it's the truth.
Come
and
on,
I owe it all to you.
Because I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
It's
boom, boom, had the time of my life, and I've never felt this way before.
Never felt this way.
I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Alan Ford, Nathan Rose saying,
I want to go watch. Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.